101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Don't move, just leave your dollar amount. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Let Monitor 67 bring the weekend world to you, wherever you are, at home or in your car. I'm Gene Rayburn. You'll hear some interesting and amusing talk as actress Carolyn Jones chat with Arlene Francis and big band biographer George Simon reminisces with Jack Haskell later in this half hour. And you'll hear Small Talk by Claudine Longet right now.
Ed McMahon. There are six of us at our house, well, plus an old English sheepdog who visits occasionally, and between us, we can get through a lot of shampoo. You ask my son Michael about washing an old English sheepdog. That's why Breck Concentrate shampoo is such a good deal for us. Being a concentrate, just a little, makes a lot of lather. So one tube lasts forever, it seems, and we're not always running out like we used to. Why don't you try it? Breck Concentrate shampoo.
Is the old lavish, luxurious style of living gone in the former movie capital of the world, Hollywood? Actress Carolyn Jones has the answer 1 minute from now as she talks with Arlene Francis, brought to you by Antron Nylon, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer, and Painter Carpets.
This is Arlene Francis. Now, let me tempt you. That's right, I said tempt. I'm going to use a lush, thick carpet, and I'm going to tease you to take off your shoes and run through it barefoot. The carpet is French velvet, and it's made by Painter. In fact, I'm going to invite you to run wild over French velvet, just to prove to yourself how practical a deep pile rug can be. French velvet keeps its new look longer, and that's because of Antron nylon, a new carpet fiber by DuPont. Antron hides soil because of the way DuPont has chemically modified it to minimize soil reflection. Ah, so you're going to play hard to get, huh? Well, I haven't run out of my tempting bag. or should I say carpet, of tricks. Grand Alliance is another painter carpet, one for the holdouts. When you see it, you'll know why. It's made of luxurious Antron nylon, too. And if you're thinking about carpets, see French Velvet and Grand Alliance by Painter at your dealer's. Let yourself be tempted by Antron nylon. Don't fight it. Although Carolyn Jones won an Academy Award nomination some years ago for her role as a Greenwich Village existentialist in The Bachelor Party, Miss Jones is one actress frank enough to say that she believes in living like a star. Now, just how do you define glamorous living, Carolyn?
Well, in my own case, I think glamorous living means a house in Beverly Hills and real diamonds and real furs.
Describe the house in Beverly Hills for us, will you? The style of it and the size of it and the color of it.
Well, it's sort of a half colonial and half California. And my mother says that it's furnished in early American money. Which is her little joke. Because it takes a lot. No, it is basically colonial. Two-story. Do you know about the room?
Yeah, I'd love to.
I have... three bedrooms, three baths up, uh-huh. And library, living room, dining room, breakfast room, kitchen, maids and bath down, and then the pool house is a miniature of the big house, and it has two bedrooms, two baths, a living room and a kitchen as well.
So it's not only a pool house, it's a guest house.
It is. It's a lovely guest house.
Yes. Have you used any special kind of furnishings? You say early American money, but you don't mean really early American furniture, no.
No. What I mean is I like Wedgwood,
mm-hmm.
And I like the combination of the blue and the white, and I have used just comfortable furniture, you know, the big, flumpy chairs, you know, big, soft, flumpy chairs. And soft couches with loose pillow backs,
yes,
that I like.
Yes. Carolyn, I've been told that you're an avid clothes collector and that you've had special closets built in your home to hold them all. This seems to be everybody's problem, but how special are the closets that you have?
Well, I have a special closet for the furs, which is kept a little bit colder, you know, than normal. It has heavy insulation around it so that it stays cooler.
Uh-huh. Ventilated?
Yes,
too.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's lined with cedar.
Uh-huh.
On the floor, as well as around.
Do you have evening dress closets and short dress closets and so forth?
Yes, I do. I have, for instance, blouses.
On a high pole?
On a high pole. I'm sure you have that, too. It's marvelous because you can get four times as many blouses.
Of course. Uh-huh.
But the cry, of course, is the one thing I don't have in the house that I want, really, more closets.
I know. It's everybody's problem.
Terrible.
Did you make any mistakes in the house at all?
I think you make mistakes all over the place whenever you first
start
mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because you don't know what you really want to live with. And I think the best thing in the world is to have an apartment or a house live in it for a while, and then you know exactly what you want.
Well, thank you very much, Carolyn Jones. Carolyn is the blue-eyed, black-haired star of Hollywood films who is currently the star of The Homecoming on Broadway. And this is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Don't fight it. It's bigger than both of us. I mean the temptation to run barefoot through a field of deep, rich carpeting by Painter. Whether you choose to go dashing through French Velvet or Painter's Grand Alliance, you'll be tripping through wide open spaces of new Antron nylon made by DuPont. Antron keeps its new look longer because it actually hides soil, thanks to the way DuPont chemically modifies it to minimize soil reflection. You'll find it hard to resist Painter carpets, so see your dealer soon.
Arlene Francis has been brought to you by Antron Nylon from DuPont and Painter Carpets. And you heard her here on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Bob and Ray for the National Safety Council.
With readings from our Encyclopedia of Thoughts while flying through the windshield.
A service for those of you who refuse to use your car seatbelts.
Our first reading is...
I didn't see that car.
Then there's...
Gee, a guy could get killed this way.
Or simply...
I wish I'd buckled my belt.
Buckle up for safety.
What is it that makes college kids go to work for them? The jobs are pretty frustrating, the pay's bad, the hours are much too long, and there's not even a chance for advancement. Yet somehow they've become the number one employer of college graduates, and they've only been in business since 1961. There has to be just one reason for it. They must have the most satisfying jobs in the world. Like to apply? Write the Peace Corps, Washington, D.C.
I laugh.
Oh, I thought it was tomorrow.
My husband, he too.
I'm going to go see it again.
They're all talking about Harold Pinter's new hit play, The Birthday Party. It's at the Booth Theater.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again. What time is it? Coming up on 15 minutes before the hour, yes. Okay, just checking up. I want to make sure everybody's alive and awake around here. And that's the correct time, and now we have a word or two for you.
Hi, Bill Stern. You know, in football, going 100 yards is going all the way. Well, DuPont Xerox Antifreeze is going all the way this fall in its big pro football sweepstakes. The first prize is 100 yards of prizes, a 1968 Pontiac Firebird, and a Philco Home Entertainment Center, and a Brunswick Professional Size Pool Table, and an Autumn Haze Mink Stole, an Apache Camping Trailer, a Lone Star Boat complete with motor and trailer. And remember, they're just part of the first prize. There are 2,500 other prizes to win, including five Pontiac Firebirds. How do you win? Just pick up a free entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Xerox Antifreeze. You don't have to buy anything to win, so you remember to do it. Just get your free entry blank where they sell DuPont Xerox Antifreeze and other DuPont auto products. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law.
Here's a famous old Chattanooga choo-choo with a new crew aboard. It's Harper's Bazaar, and it's on the main track at Monitor. All aboard, let's go.
Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Track 29. We gotta get there on time. We can afford for the Chattanooga choo-choo.
A new version of the tune made famous by the Glenn Miller Orchestra back in the golden era of the big bands. And that period is the next topic to be considered. As Monitor's Jack Haskell is heard with music editor George Simon, who's written a new book titled The Big Bands.
George, if you could fix a date, when would you say the big band era started?
I said the big band era started in the summer, or the early summer or late spring of 1935, when Benny Goodman first busted it wide open at the Palomar Ballroom out in Los Angeles. He had been here in New York, you know, at the Roosevelt Grill.
Yes.
And had laid the biggest egg. In fact, he was fired the opening night. He got 2 weeks' notice the opening night because he followed Guy Lombardo, and the Roosevelt people didn't appreciate the swing.
Well, you know, there were hundreds of big bands playing in the 30s. Why did some of them make it and others didn't?
Well, there's so many reasons for that, Jack. A great deal depended upon the leader. If the leader knew how to run a band, if a leader knew how to handle his musicians, if a leader knew how to handle the public, right, he had a big start over the others. Of course, there were other elements such as style. If you had an identifiable style, you were ahead of somebody else, especially if somebody else tried to copy you.
I guess that must have been the case with Artie Shaw, because he wasn't too much with the public, was he? Wasn't he notorious for...
Artie didn't like to have the public enter into his personal life, is what it really amounted to. And he told the public off several times. In fact, as you know, he had a breakdown and ran off to Mexico one time, decided to chuck the whole thing, and then came across Frenzy and came back.
Right, but the style of his band and the quality of it is what apparently was his success, rather than being a great front man, as you say.
Yes, yeah. Artie knew how to get the most out of his men, too, which is important. And he was a creator. He got the band to play the right tunes. A lot of people don't realize this, but the Artie Shaw band, as opposed to practically all the other swing band, concentrated a great deal on Broadway show tunes.
I wasn't aware of that either.
Yeah.
Well, I always had the feeling that the leader was most important. I think that's particularly true. I feel, and I hope you do too, that that's true of Woody Herman.
Oh, gosh, yes. Woody has been so great. Since 1936, he's had a band with a few layoffs here and there when he had a smaller group, but it's practically always been a big band. And the funny part is that people like to work for Woody so much, which, by the way, is a very important thing, to have the musicians want to play for you.
Yes.
That right now, his band can change from month to month almost completely, and yet there are so many guys waiting in the bullpen,
right,
wanting to play with Woody's band, that he can call in practically whomever he wants and have a band ready the next day.
How important was a vocalist to the success of a band in that big band era?
I think very important, because the vocalist, more than anybody else, really bridged the personal gap between the band and the person out front. In addition to the music, he also gave out with the words, and that's why people like Sinatra and Bob Ezrin and Helen O'Connell and Ray Everly and Marion Hutton and Jack London earlier with Tommy Dorsey and Perry Como with Ted Weems and Doris Day with Les
right.
Brown, and all these people meant so much to the bands, and of course the bands meant a great deal to them, obviously.
Yes. There must have been a certain amount of competition, too, for those singers, because some of them did change around. I remember Frank, before he was with Tommy's band, when he was with Harry James, and there were others.
That's right. Matter of fact, it's very interesting that just so happened that Harry and Tommy were both playing in Chicago at the same time when Jack Leonard decided he was not coming back to Tommy's band.
Uh-huh.
So somebody told Tommy about the little skinny kid singing with Harry's band over at the Sherman. Tommy sent over an emissary to talk to Frank. Frank came over and talked to Tommy, and then Harry, who still had a contract with Frank, said, go ahead, he's offering you so much more money. And Frank's wife, Nancy, was pregnant with little Nancy at the time. And so Harry let him go because he felt he needed the money.
If you had to name one person as the greatest that the big band era produced, who would it be?
I think the most important man by far was Benny Goodman, because it was Benny who really started this whole thing off. It was he who got together the first band, who inspired it, whose brilliant musicianship, brilliant playing, and made everybody want to listen to the big bands. He was sort of the Pied Piper.
Uh-huh.
And the kids started following him, and from then on, the big band era was made. Of course, there was always Duke Ellington. You never got to overlook the great Duke, because he was there before anybody was. He was starting in his 20s, and he's still with us today with a great band.
It's so exciting.
And this is just a magnificent creator in every sense of the word.
George, we want to thank you for coming here. We've been talking with George Simon, author of the wonderful new book about the swing era and popular music called The Big Bands. This is Jack Haskell for Monitor.
Are you afraid to eat too well because you get acid indigestion, heartburn, gas? If you take plain antacid tablets but don't get the relief you want, listen to this. Your plain antacid doesn't have the extra ingredient you may need. That's why you should know about Digel. Digel contains simethicone, the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up uncomfortable stomach gas. Then the antacids in Digel neutralize excess acid easily. So since Digel gives you two kinds of relief, you feel better fast. D-I-G-E-L. Digel, tablets or liquid, at all drug counters.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
Larry Elgard Orchestra. You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Sitco presents music to relax and change your spark plugs by. Than spark plugs changed. Sitco can change your whole attitude about gas stations. You see, while you're waiting for us to put the plugs in, we'll take the boredom out. At Sitco, you can get some driving tips, treat the kids to a soft drink, even plan a holiday. Because we believe a good gas station can be deadly serious about your car without being deadly dull. Sitco, you may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
In Moscow by Trombones Unlimited. Latest NBC Monitor news next at the top of the approaching hour. Gene Rayburn here.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. Monitor.